Hi, welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and this episode is called Sitting In. We heard a collaboration between John Coltrane and Duke Ellington to start off this episode, just a small snippet of a Duke Ellington original called Take the Coltrane. We'll hear more from Duke and Coltrane later on in this episode. The Ellington Reflections website can be found at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The theme of this episode is just a small look, and this is the first look we'll do at this. We'll revisit this theme because there's so many people that would fall into this category. But we're talking about the giants who sat in with the Duke Ellington band and vice versa. The first collaboration that we'll talk about is one that happened in 1932 between the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Bing Crosby. Now, Bing Crosby and Duke Ellington weren't as big as they were to become in 1932, but they were well on their way. And this is W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, one of the most popular songs of its day. The solos you'll hear are Cootie Williams on trumpet, Joseph Tricky Sam Natten on trombone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, and even though he doesn't solo on this song, you'll hear Fred Guy on banjo more prominent than he usually is in the mix. So from 1932, the St. Louis Blues.
I'm going to pack my trunk and make my getaway. I'll make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring pulls that gal around, down by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't have gone so far from here. I got the St. Louis blues. I'm just as blue as I can be. Seems like that gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone gone so far away from me. And I love my baby till the day I die.
On the Ellington Reflections Instagram account, I post pictures of my albums, CDs, pictures, books, all the memorabilia I have regarding Duke Ellington. This episode was inspired by a gentleman who saw one of these postings on Instagram, a fellow by the name of Al Rierich, who noticed Tommy Dorsey on one of the postings and mentioned how remarkable that was, how noteworthy that was, and how frankly unusual that was. And it got me to thinking that, yeah, I should do an episode featuring the guest stars who sat in with the band. So in 1945, trombonist Tommy Dorsey sat in with the Ellington Band playing an Ellington original composition called Tonight I Shall Sleep With a Smile on My Face. Also featured for a little bit is Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. And if you listen to the ending of the song, you'll hear an upward progression in a scale that is kind of reminiscent of John Coltrane's Naima. Thank you. the same day in 1945, May 14th, Duke Ellington sat in with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Both bands happened to be at the RCA Victor Studios that day, in different rooms, of course. This is a Cy Oliver arrangement. Charlie Shavers is featured on trumpet. There's an alto saxophone solo, but unfortunately I don't know who that's by. And the great Buddy Rich is on drums. And this is called The Miner Goes Muggin'. One of the many great Ellington albums is one from 1959 called Jazz Party. And in this album, he has guests like Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Jimmy Rushing on vocals, and on this particular track, Jimmy Jones plays piano because Duke Ellington is busy conducting the band and cueing the sections. This is a blues number called Hello Little Girl. Thank you.
don't you remember me? Hello, little girl, don't you remember me? I'm the same little guy brought you from Tennessee. You came to the city and your head got real high. You came to the city and your head got real high. I'm the same little guy that tried to put you wise. She's somebody else's too. She's mine, she's yours, she's somebody else's too. I'm in love with a gal and I don't know what to do. I walked all night, my feet got soaking wet. I walked all night, my feet got soaking wet. Walked all night long and I haven't found my baby yet.
The next three summit meetings that I'm going to feature were all recorded within a six-week period in 1962. The first one features tenor saxophone innovator Coleman Hawkins. When Hawkins arrived in the studio, he was slightly disappointed to find out that the full big band was not going to be backing him, but the small group did more than an adequate job. Featured with Coleman Hawkins are Ray Nance on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges, alto sax, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Aaron Bell on bass, and with a mean, wicked shuffle beat, Sam Woodyard on the drums. This is a number dedicated to Ray Charles called Ray Charles's Place. Thank you. I found it interesting that the Money Jungle session is one that no one is on the fence about. Some think it's a masterpiece, some think it's just a hot mess, but no one ever has an opinion that's in between. To me, it's a masterpiece because on this particular album, you have Duke Ellington on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Some say this intergenerational group doesn't gel and doesn't play well together, but to me, there's a tension that actually heightens what you hear. It's something that keeps you on the edge of your seat. So from September of 1962, here's the title track, Money Jungle. Thank you. Just 9 days after being in the studio with Max Roach and Charles Mingus, Duke Ellington was in the studios with the great soprano saxophonist and tenor saxophonist John Coltrane. For this particular session, they alternated rhythm sections. Duke Ellington had Aaron Bell and Sam Woodyard with him, and John Coltrane's famous rhythm section of Jimmy Garrison on bass and Elvin Jones on drums was also on some of the tracks. And it's Garrison and Jones that you'll hear on this particular song, one that Ellington also recorded with his big band called Angelica, and sometimes it was called the Purple Gazelle. Just as a note, Fresh Sound Records has the Coltrane and Coleman Hawkins sessions on one CD at a pretty good price. So look for that if you don't have those as part of your collection. For about 2 weeks in 1966, Duke Ellington had Elvin Jones on drums playing in his big band, but he had to let him go because most of the guys in the band just couldn't feel his rhythmic conception. Vocalist Frank Sinatra owned a record label called Reprise, and one of the artists he signed was Duke Ellington, and he gave him a contract that allowed him a lot of freedom. Although they had known each other for years, admired each other for years, and had wanted to collaborate for years, it took until 1967 for them to actually record an album together. And on this album, there's actually only one Duke Ellington composition, and it's from Duke Ellington's 1947 Liberian Suite called I Like the Sunrise. There are brief solos by Cootie Williams on trumpet, Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone, and Lawrence Brown. But from 1967, here's Frank Sinatra with the Duke Ellington Band, I Like the Sunrise.
I like the sunrise, 'cause it brings a new day. I like a new day, it brings new hope, they say. I like the sunrise, blazing in the new sky. Nighttime is weary. Oh, and so am I. Every evening I wish upon a star that my brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far. When that heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, out of sight. I like the sunrise, so heavenly. I like the sunrise, I hope it likes for me. Upon a star that my brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far. When that heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high sight. I like the sunrise, so heavenly to see. I like the sunrise. I hope it lights for me. I hope it lights for me.
Our last featured collaboration is one between two great big bands, those of Duke Ellington and Count Basie. This occurred in July of 1961. It's amazing that this even happened at all, because both of these bands toured a great deal. It was hard to match up their schedules. Their new arrangements being played, Duke was featuring some of the music from his recent soundtrack, Paris Blues, and it's just a testament to the greatness of these musicians that they were able to record so much of such high quality in a single night. I'm going to play the song Battle Royal. This is an up-tempo, I Got Rhythm style romp, and it starts out with Duke Ellington on the piano. All the soloists in Duke Ellington's band are on one channel, and all the soloists on Count Basie's band are on the opposite channel. There are a bunch of soloists featured on this track, so rather than me saying them before I play the song, it's better if you just go to the website at ellingtonreflections.com and see the list there. That way you can track them in real time and you don't have to remember what I say as the track is playing. But I will point out that at the end, the two drummers, Sam Woodyard with Duke Ellington and Sonny Payne with Count Basie, get into a very interesting drum duet. And Sam Woodyard is very noticeable for his almost African drumming style. It almost sounds like he has this talking drum thing going, where he puts his elbow on the drum head and is able to alter the pitch as he plays. After the drum duet, both bands come in with, I guess you'd call them power chords, if you were thinking rock and roll terms. And on top of all of that, you can hear Cat Anderson, probably the only person who could write above such a sound. So from July of 1961, here are Count Basie and Duke Ellington and their bands playing Battle Royal. Hopefully you had the volume turned way up for that one. That was quite a ride, wasn't it? Well, this is definitely a theme I'll revisit. I have left out many other collaborations just for the sake of time. Duke Ellington did sessions with Ethel Waters, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Django Reinhardt, just to name a few. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to thank you for listening to us. Our website is at www.ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As I look at our website statistics, I see people from not only the United States, Mexico, Canada, the UK, Italy, France, Bulgaria, Japan, China, Russia. And I'd like to say to all of you all, thanks for checking us out. Hopefully you're getting something from this, because at the end of the day, it's all about Duke Ellington. As I like to say, Ellingtonia is something you ought to know.